It's all about you, Jesus.
Welcome to Heart of Worship Podcast, your morning devotional, song, and prayer. How is your walk with Christ today? If you look back to the moment when you accepted Christ into your heart to where you're at now, are you more on fire for Him today than you were back then? Or have you lost some of that initial love and some of that initial fire that you had? And I think we all go through seasons in life. For me personally, I know I'm guilty of this. When things get busy, when things are going well, you kind of put God off to the side. It's like, oh, I've got a million things to do. Yeah, I'll spend time with Jesus when I get to it. The problem is we don't make it a priority and we don't make time to spend with Jesus other than going to church on Sundays, perhaps. One thing I did about 4 years ago is I recognized this lack of relationship nurturing with Jesus because I had only looked to Him when I needed something. And I think there's a country song. I heard a country song recently. I can't remember what it was. Something along the lines of, I only look to Jesus when I need a savior. I'll have to dig that one up. But it's true though. How many times do we only look to Jesus when we need something? When we're in the valley, when we're going through a rough season, when we're hurting. And instead of seeking Him every single day, when it's good and when it's bad, we have a tendency of seeking Him just when things get bad because we know that He can save us. We know that He's the answer, but we're not nurturing that relationship with Him. The verse that I want to read today is Psalm 40, verses 2 and 3. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. So it's true, when we seek Him in those moments of despair, He reaches out to us, He picks us up, and He puts us on a firm foundation, on a solid rock. It's interesting because there's a lot of volatility in life, highs and lows, but there's some people, if you notice, they're just stable. They're just stable. They don't get rocked by different seasons. They don't get rocked by the trials. And they just have that stability that I believe can only come from Jesus Christ. And that's something that I personally seek all the time. I desire stability in my life, even if there is rain, even if there is a season of trial and tribulation. I simply ask God to give me that firm foundation so I can withstand the storm that's in my life. About 4 years ago, I made a decision that I wanted to nurture my relationship with Jesus more. And it didn't happen right away. I think it's definitely a decision. It's definitely something you have to prioritize. But think about it, just the way that you're nurturing your relationship with your spouse, with your kids, with your family, with your friends. Do you nurture your relationship the same way with God? And for me, the answer was definitely no. Unfortunately, I had been in a very busy career and I had put God off to the side and I didn't like it. It didn't make me happy. Like I said, it took me a little while to actually make Him a priority, even though the desire was there. But about a year and a half ago, I said, you know what? I want to spend my mornings with Jesus just the way that I nurture all relationships in my life. I want to nurture my relationship with Jesus because He is my Savior. He is my lover. He is the one who can put me on a solid rock and give me a firm foundation. And I can't just go to Him simply when I need Him. I need to be there when He's seeking me. I need to be the one seeking Him just as He is seeking me. There was a poem that was circulating quite a while back, and I looked it up. Unfortunately, I couldn't find it, but it was something along the lines of, when you wake up in the morning, God is so excited to talk to you. He's so excited to show you the sunshine that He put in the skies just for you, but you didn't talk to Him. And then as you went about your day, He was so excited to show you the flowers and the wind that He created just for you. But you ignored Him. And then the poem basically goes, as you're walking throughout your day, God is so excited to talk to you and He just can't wait for you to say something and just talk to Him, except you don't. And then you go to bed and maybe you say your nightly prayer, or maybe you don't even say anything at all. And God is so disappointed because He didn't get a chance to talk to you. So that was such a powerful poem when I read it way back. And as I was thinking about even throughout my day, I want God to be a part of every decision, every thought I have. And it's hard sometimes to always keep Him in the forefront, especially when things get busy, life gets busy. But I always want to start my day with God. I always want to start with my Bible reading, with a prayer. And I actually wrote a prayer myself that I want to read to you because I just want to talk to God. When I first wake up, I just want to talk to God. So the morning prayer says, God, I thank you for another day. Thank you for rest. Thank you for breath. God, today I want to make you proud. Today I want to listen to your voice and follow your guidance. Today I want to obey your commandments. God, speak to me today. Give me an opportunity to serve. Give me an opportunity to share my testimony. Give me an opportunity to pray for someone. Guide me and protect me today, so that at night, when I lay my head to rest, you can smile down on me and say, well done. And that is my prayer every single morning. I just want to do God's will. And I don't want to be this lukewarm person who seeks him when I need him and ignores him when life is going good. I want him to be a constant in my life. When God is a constant in your life, I just feel like the days are so much easier. I'm not saying that the problems won't be there, and I'm not saying that you won't feel the hurt and the pain, but somehow the days just become easier. And when he's a constant there, you have someone that you can always turn to. Your family might not understand, maybe your friends will not understand, but God will understand. If you just bring it to him, he will understand. I was talking to somebody today and basically sharing how us as Christians, we have an answer. No matter how big the problem, we always have an answer, and the answer is the cross. And somebody that doesn't know Jesus, they are probably going to have the same problems, maybe not as bad as ours. It doesn't matter. We're not comparing problems here, but the point is we all have problems, whether you love God or you don't. But us as Christians and Jesus followers, we have the cross, and everybody else does not. So they might struggle more in their trial because they don't have somebody to turn to. They don't have somebody to give them the peace that they need versus we have the cross, and we can turn to the cross and God is going to meet us there. So I just want to encourage you. I don't know where you're at in your walk with Christ, and if you're on fire for him, amazing. If it's been a little while since you've talked to him, or maybe you're one of those Sunday drive-through people. You go to church on Sunday, that's your drive-through Jesus time. I'm not judging, but I just want to tell you there's so much more if you just seek him. It doesn't have to be hours every day. I know we're all very busy people, but just seek him, just a couple minutes a day. Just seek him when you first wake up, instead of turning on your phone right away, which I know most people do. I know I had that habit. Just talk to God in the morning. Say, thank you, God, for the fact that you woke me up today, because a lot of people do not wake up in the morning. Just say, thank you for the breath that you've given me. Thank you for the beautiful sunshine. Thank you for another day. And just talk to God. He just wants you to talk to him, and he just wants to have conversations with you. For me, Jesus is my priority every morning. It's not always perfect, but I strive to spend my mornings with God uninterrupted. No phone, no technology, no distractions. I just want to have, I call it coffee and Jesus time because I do love my coffee. I just want to have Jesus time in the morning. I just want to draw near to him. I just want him closer to me. I just want him to completely fill me up from the inside so that I can overflow, so that I can ooze with his Holy Spirit, so that I can hear him as I walk throughout my day. I don't want to spend a moment apart from him. I want him to be my number one focus. This song is one of my absolute favorite songs, another 90s songs. I'm telling you, those were the best. But I love the commitment that's in this song. And it says, I will never let you go. I will worship you until the end. And those are such powerful statements. But ultimately, if I trust in him, I know he will set my feet on a solid rock, on a solid foundation, and he will be my constant in my life until the day I die.
Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from my clay, set me lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon a rock, and now I know I love you, and I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I love you, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. Friend, I will worship you until the very end.
Dear Lord, thank you so much, God, for your love for us, for the fact that you're constantly in pursuit of us, Lord. Even when we don't seek you, even when we put you off to the side, God, you're still there waiting. You're still there waiting and knocking on the door of our hearts. And you're just waiting for us to open up, Lord. And thank you for the fact that you never give up on us. God, help us pursue you more. Help us fall in love with you all over again. Whether we're on fire for you today, God, or we're a little bit further away. It's been a little while since we've chatted. God, I just pray that you would put that fire back in our hearts, that you would put that first love back into our souls, God, so that we would seek you, so that we would want that first morning hour with you, God, so that we would want to spend time with you and nurture our relationship with you, God, so that we can hear your voice and so that we can spend all of eternity with you, Lord. God, thank you for the firm foundation that you have given us. Thank you for the stability, and thank you for the fact that you are a constant in our life who never wavers, who never leaves us, who never forsakes us. Thank you for loving us the way that you do, and I pray that we can love you the same, God, that we can pursue you and love you the same that you love us. Thank you for everything you're doing in our life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this devotional, please share it with a friend and leave a 5-star review. To connect with me further or to send in a prayer request, check the show notes for my contact information. God bless.